All right, we're going to jump right in right now. TJ's going to hang out for an extra segment. Yes. Evan not here, but we are going to do Who Said It. Then we'll kind of catch up on the ticket text, reset everything. We got a prop bet casino to do and the Lions bandwagon discussion. But first, Who Said It?
David.
All right, our coworkers say things. David collects them. We have to somehow piece it together to tell you who said it. David, are you prepared?
I'm prepared. Are you prepared?
No, because you make these insanely difficult.
They are.
Okay, here we go.
All right. You want to know who's eligible? Everyone from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. That will include Rieger and Woji.
That's a lot of people.
All right. Here we go. I want to see Mike Tyson at age 58 do his thing. I want to see if there's anything left in that man to what I remember.
Oh. Definitely not me, because I've said I'm not interested in seeing a 60-year-old bludgeon to death. So, to me, what? What? What's the problem?
I think he's going to be bludgeoned.
Dude, I think it's insane for a 60-year-old to box someone in their 20s. Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
I do know the morning show talked about this, and they were both excited to watch it. This makes me feel like it's John. Cookies is not old enough to have remembered Tyson. I'm going to say John. Can't speak to what the middays did.
I'm with you. I got John growing up in the 80s, 90s.
In the mean streets of Livonia.
You know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come see me in Livonia. No, I'm with you. I think that's John interested in, hey, let's see what the old man's got.
One more time, David.
I got John as well.
I want to see Mike Tyson at age 58 do his thing. I want to see if there's anything left in that man to what I remember.
I'm going to go Gator.
Ooh. Okay, give us a little more.
A midday show. They actually started talking about this before everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They were excited about this. Driving in, listening. Like, Gator seems to be, he's going to be excited to watch this. He's going to turn on Netflix. And yeah, Gator, he's old enough. He's like me. He remembers Tyson in his prime. Yeah, I'm going to go Gator.
Okay. Kenny.
I think for all the reasons that you listed, I like John as a guest quite a bit. I think it's a very, like, athlete, tough respects, tough kind of deal. I want to see what he's got left in the tank. That seems like a John thing to say.
We all settled?
Yeah.
God, I would love to get one right at the start so then I can fail miserably. Yeah. But here we go. David, who said it?
Oh, you failed.
Oh, God bless it. All right. It's so difficult. Kenny, you okay? Yeah, I know. This game is so difficult. Yeah. Go ahead, David, number two. He takes such glee. Look at him. Look how gleeful.
Yay. If Mike Tyson goes back and trains the way he says he's training, he's still built in a lab, and 60-year-old Mike Tyson will still knock your head off.
Wow. I got no read on that one.
Rico does.
I'm going to go back to the midday show. I'm going to keep trying this until I get it right. But built in a lab sounds like something Kang would say. I'm going to go with Kang.
You know, if you collect it, he'll talk about it. Kenny.
Yeah, the built in a lab thing is throwing me right now. Because I don't know who would say that. It could have been Kang.
I've used that phrase.
I know you've
but
said
I,
that.
But I wouldn't use it for Tyson.
Exactly. You wouldn't say it here.
Kenny, I don't want to sway you. Do you get any Gator vibes
exactly where I was going to go, TJ.
I was leaning exactly that way as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I got Gator here.
TJ, what do you want to do?
I think I'm with Kenny. I think I got a Gator vibe. Built in a lab, you know, freak athlete. Yeah, I think I'm going to go Gator.
Let me ask you a question. I don't even know if this is like a legal question. Does John ever use that phrase?
Built in a lab?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll stay away from it.
I'm not going to say no, but.
All right, I'll trust you two with it. I don't have a strong feeling on this one. I'll go Gator. We'll just guess it and see what happens. David, who said it?
Oh, Rico, what? Rico!
How did you guess what another man said when you said it? Oh, my God.
You couldn't even give us a hint?
Rico. Man, I was too busy hanging out on my new deck.
You knew what? You knew what?
Hold on.
Okay, that's.
Hold on.
I'm hanging out with Shador Sanders.
But here's the worst part.
TJ, I'm out hanging out with Shador Sanders.
But you didn't even wonder if it was you that was like, think oh, it was maybe me.
Yeah, one problem. Neither did we.
This is a total fail.
You did the show with him.
I don't know what happened. I don't remember him saying
it. I put the blame on him. Rico should say, you know what, mate? I might have been something I said.
I don't even remember you saying that.
I don't remember anything.
That feels like it's AI generated. Did you make that up?
No.
Boy, it's a rough start.
Listen, David kills us with this. Yeah. Let's go to number three.
Number three.
She left at four.
I don't. No lies told.
David kills.
I don't want to see a 60-year-old dude get punched in the face. That doesn't interest me. It just doesn't make sense.
Now, I said stuff
nothing
like that.
Okay, all right. Now everybody's going to be questioning this.
No, but see, now Kenny, I'm probably overly swayed. But I know I've said, if not that exactly, something super similar.
I think I have a read on this. And I could be completely wrong, but I know Wojo doesn't care at all about this fight. I heard them talking about this, I think, yesterday. I'm going to guess Wojo.
I've got another read. I'm going to lean Costa, just because the way the quote came, like, I have no interest watching an old man get punched in the face.
Okay, can I help you?
It's coming from a younger person.
Either way, it's smart, whether it's my guy or your guy.
I'm kind of leaning Costa.
I want to help you.
I got no interest
Costa's,
in some grandpa getting punched
Costa's
in the face.
Costa's excited to watch it. I'm helping
okay,
you.
All right. That changed my mind.
He's amped up to watch
all right, so I will change. Can I change my mind to Kang?
Sure.
Kang is also another young guy that... I got no interest to watch this old man get his ass beat.
I'm going to guess me because I've said something similar to that, and I won't forgive myself if I pull a
read. Do you feel confident in that?
Decently.
You can sway me.
No, I do. I know
I've
said.
You think it was you?
Yes, because that has been the thing I've stood on with this stupid fight. Now, did I use those exact words? I don't know. I just know, unlike him, where he's like, no, oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, that was Wojo's dumbass.
I think I said
it. It was Rico.
All right, David, who said it?
No. Oh. Oh.
All right. Well, now that one I heard.
That's
him
how
say.
It's done, Rico.
I'm
That's
disappointed in you, Kenny.
I heard that.
Yeah, but you didn't even know what you said, though.
You didn't either.
Give us a hint.
I didn't either, Mr. Game Above.
You said the quote and then you bashed Wojo. Like, oh, that's a dumbass take. That's definitely Wojo.
No, I only say that when it's yours. Go ahead.
Yeah. You guys, I love a mom and dad right, fight. Fair. This is great. Fair. All right.
I just didn't think he'd follow up a Rico with a mic. Same show.
But he does that. No. I figured that. I cracked that.
But that's why I'm disappointed in you, Kenny, because Mike said after the first one, he says, no, it couldn't be me because I said.
I wanted him to, you know, I don't want to see him get punched in the face.
I literally read what he said.
Yeah, at least Mike recognized what he said earlier week, though.
Okay, everybody calm down. Let's go.
Mr. Gatorade one more?
Pants.
Whoa.
Oh, my. David, go ahead.
All right, here we go. If you want to platoon him, I don't understand how it makes sense on a whiteboard because Javi Baez hasn't hit lefties for two seasons.
I have a read. No, I have a read on this.
All right. All you, bro.
Cookies.
Okay.
I think hold on, then I would have to use the Jenkins rule, correct?
Ooh. Did you hear it? If you didn't hear it, then no.
Well, it's too late now.
I mean, no, but I talked to Jim.
I'm going cookies. I'm going cookies.
Everybody, cookies.
No, I'm saying is I talked to Jim off air enough where it's almost like I can't even separate it, but I think he did the research that he hadn't hit lefties. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to screw the game up.
Like, platoon him for what? Can we all just go... Cookies?
Well, I think this could have easily been Mike too, because he said a similar thing.
I have.
Yeah.
But
back-to-back mics, though?
Or would Rieger have said it?
But I more just call him Harvey. Like, I'm super...
Back-to-back mics, I don't think David would do that.
But that's exactly why I'm picking that. Because there's no way he would.
I know I've said similar. I just generally say it more insultingly. Could be me. But I'm going to go cookies.
You wouldn't be that gentle.
I'm going to hedge and say Mike.
I'm going to say cookies or Rieger, so I'm going to go. I'll go with cookies.
Okay.
I'm on the cookies board. Yeah.
David,
Mike,
who said it?
You would be meaner. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Come on, David. Give us another one.
No, one more. All right, quickly.
Another one.
Quickly.
So if you're swinging at things that are in the opposite batter's box, that's not a got to get your hips through it. You can swing, you can turn. That is, to me, Yes, you can't read Major League pitching.
Ooh, can I take?
Yeah,
that's a Gator.
You asked for this.
I got a Gator. I got a Gator buy from that.
Okay.
I don't know why. You can't turn your hips and get into the fundamental. I don't know. I got to get it right.
It's kind of getting in the weeds a little bit with the whole hip talk.
I'm going to go. Yeah, you know what?
Somebody that
I'm going to go with the baseball coach on the.
Oh, Gov? Here.
Gov.
Oh, Rico, you read my mind. That's exactly where I was
good
going.
Good old Tecumseh.
Yeah.
Mike?
I'll go Gov.
Okay.
I coach my youth team. You don't. Yeah, that works. That seems like. I just don't think I would be this nice. Could be me, but let's go with Gov.
Well, or it could be me.
Oh, give me a...
David.
How did you not know? You do a freaking podcast with him, TJ.
Actually, they don't do that no more.
Oh.
I didn't say it, Rico. And that is who said it. Okay, so let's check in on the ticket text. We'll get back to business momentarily. But, David, a lot to catch up on. Between a rousing rendition of the picks to who said it, the Lions bandwagon, it's all there for you. What do you have?
Missing a prime opportunity to play the oh no drop during the conversation on James Houston.
TJ saying he would demand the ambulance and the board and straps. Versus getting up if he had bleeped himself like James Houston. That was the moment of the day for me.
Regarding who said it, someone says, I can't believe I just gave a fist pump when you guys got one correct. This is unbelievable.
It's a difficult game. It is. When you think about the premise of it. But you work with people long enough or you listen long enough, that's where the listener can play along. You start to learn cadence or crutch words or certain, shall we say, safe opinions. I was shaking both hands. Yeah.
Built in a lab.
Did they show
still gang? How the hell did none of us guess you and you didn't guess yourself? We're all at fault. It's not a Rico thing.
Not at all.
David.
Today's show is the best ever. You guys are killing me. That is G in Detroit.
G, you know what part of the fun is? And for people who are bent out of shape going, why don't they just talk about the Lions game? You're two touchdown favorites. Against Mac Jones. What would you like to break down? The team would have to go out the night before the game and get coked out of their mind and have half the team oversleep to lose this game. Play. Play anything remotely better than ass. You win. What would you like to break down? Yes, we're excited to watch Za'Darius Smith. What do you want to talk about?
Jason Kelce said it happened to him in warmups and he went back in the locker room and took a shower. Okay.
Good but that's you. Warm. That's not correct. National TV in-game action. See, I would have gone.
All white pants.
I would have gone to the ref if I were a Texan and gone, look, I ain't blocking this dude. You got to get this man off the field. Well, why? He bleeped himself. Can't have it.
I'm sorry, what?
Did you heard me. Say? Hey, I'll tell you what. Hey, 41. Hey, give us a 360, will you please? Oh, right there. Get him off the field.
Wait, why are the refs congregating in the middle of the field?
Hey.
So what do we do?
Due to expedited replay, we got to get Houston off the field.
So what do we do? We can't call a penalty on him.
Yes, we can. Off the field. Hey, concussion protocol. I feel fine. Yeah. No, you don't.
You know what? New York buzzed in. Son,
check your ass on this. You're not fine.
Walk backwards, but to your bench.
I got to find out where they sell this chocolate Gatorade.
No.
I had James Houston incident. During a baseball game in high school with white pants, it was suboptimal.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Another one says I was at a high school wrestling tournament and the finals, and we were streaming worldwide, and it was a problem that I did this. I can never outlive it.
Unbelievable. Ooh. Oh, my Lord. That's brutal. Is that all the ticket texts we're getting?
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay, I'm like, we have to have some diversity in the texts.
We do. Tyson is going to give Jake Paul the worst beating of his life, and I'm here for it.
But even last night, you saw, oh, Tyson slapped him. It didn't even look real. None of it looks real. Then Jake Paul launches into this seemingly rehearsed.
Yeah. It's personal now, and
I'm going to kill him. He must die. I'm like, well, what is this? What is this? Flash Gordon? Guys, I hope I'm wrong. I hope all of you are entertained tonight. I hope. Maybe Tyson beats him, but, like, it does not feel remotely authentic to me.
When do the Lions record their Super Bowl shuffle rap video? Can't wait for it. Okay.
I mean, You haven't earned the right to do that yet.
I don't know. That's when you know.
The Bears did it before they won it,
no,
right?
No, David, that's when you know that the Lions don't care nothing, that they are truly God's team if they did another one bites the dust. Because remember, when they did it before, the season finished. You're better than this now. You can't be. I would love to see
that. But didn't they record it and then Billy Sims died?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were 4-0.
Yeah, let's not do that.
And they recorded the song and I think finished with like 4-12.
No studio time. Nope.
Yeah, you may not want to do that.
If they do this and still keep winning, nothing can touch them.
Rico, tempting fate. Next.
Come on.
You went to the rain. Didn't mean anything. 5 picks? Go record a song.
You had a player bleep himself on the field. Still
won. Go record the song.
David?
I'm listening on the rewind. You guys are smart. I'm a Packers fan, and I have absolutely zero confidence this team wins in Chicago.
I have no handle on the game either way based on the Packers' terminal issue of turnovers, and then the Bears are in complete organizational chaos.
Yeah, see, I just decided I'm just going to go with the who's the better team, and it's Green Bay. So
I'm not mad about it. You could make a case for either way of this, and I wouldn't be mad. It's why I have no opinion.
And I mean, and if it was, 5 degrees outside, maybe I'd say Chicago, but no.
The fact that the veterans allegedly went to management and wanted Caleb benched for Bobby Badgett or Baggett or whatever, I mean, that's a mess. Now you're talking about, like, okay, now that that's out, that's in the room, plus you fired the OC. Yeah,
that's one of those Southwest want to get away moments. He walks in, yeah, we wanted you benched, but hey, you know what? Let's work together. Teamwork makes a dream work.
The slap last night made it feel more staged.
That's how I feel. When you watch it, that doesn't even look remotely. Yeah. Remotely.
And then they broke it down. Apparently, he stepped on Tyson's foot, and that's why Tyson slapped him. Yeah, I don't care.
Jake Paul's speech. I'm sorry. That made Macho Man Randy Savage seem unscripted.
But if I was Jake Paul, I probably would. Here's the thing that I don't think he realized is when Tyson slapped him, about 20 people came and surrounded Mike and pushed him back. Like, Jake, you don't want.
And they let
this.
Him. Jake was no one. Nobody came around Jake.
No. Like, Jake, you don't want this smoke.
Did you see Tyson said he's going to get his whole face tattooed after the fight?
Yeah, I did.
What the hell's wrong with this guy?
He's got problems.
Okay, then. Good.
Got to continue what he already has on the other side.
I just thought about that. Like, Jake, I don't think you want this. Like, 20 people rush from everywhere to make sure we got to calm Mike down. You, we don't care about.
Daryl from Detroit says, I've been a Cowboys fan since 1970. I'm 64. Happy for them, but I'm not getting on the bandwagon ever for this Detroit Lions team.
Oh, that's fine. No one's saying you have to. I'm just saying we're not going to gatekeep fandom. And there was going to be a lot of bandwagon fans joining. And that's fine, because this is about the city as much as anything. If the Lions can exercise the demons of being a team that's never played in the Super Bowl, much less won one, and they can get that done, I mean, on the other side of that, not much matters. It's a lot like the Cubs. And I just, that's something the city should embrace. And everyone should enjoy. Because, let's face it, we just had the darkest decade ever for a professional four-sport town with a winning percentage of 375.
And then you got people like this. I don't like gatekeeping fandom. The problem is what Rico said earlier. People are going for just the party, not the team.
Yeah, well, welcome to sports, guys. That's kind of what it's turned into. All right, so a couple of notes here before we get into the Prop Bet Casino. One is baseball related, and I'm only passing it along. You can do what you want with it. Look, everybody and their mother pretty much is like, man, I'd love to see Alex Bregman in a Tigers uniform. Just everything you're reading, even listening to a few podcasts, different things. You know who might be the leader in the clubhouse for Bregman?
Who's that?
The Phillies. And that's why Boehm is on the block.
I was about to say, yeah, they're getting.
So, and once again, the rich will get richer and we'll still be poverty at third base. So it just sounds like that's out. So keep your eye on it. Obviously, nothing's final. Also, don't get excited. Even then, Jeremy Otto was trying to get you excited with a mystery team in on Soto. I would have no indication it would be the Tigers, so you can just leave that out. football-wise. Articles today. We did the topic yesterday with Bryce Underwood. $10.5 million, the whole thing, basically, that's kaputs. Unless he's trying to do what, a hat dance where he screws around with everybody and then picks Michigan on the last second? Or do you think it's done and he's going to LSU?
I think he's done and he's going to LSU. I've seen the hat dance before, and normally hat dance means I need attention and you do things. Like, it's the other way around where Michigan keeps making this something and he just keeps saying, guys, thank you. No, I'm going to LSU.
I told you, Michigan looks like Wayne Diamond in Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
The old guy hitting on the chick way out of her league. Look, I don't want you to buy me a drink. I don't want to talk to you. And the fake tan is too much. Yeah. Like, yes.
Hat dance guy is a guy who goes out there and at his football game has a glove on, one LSU, one Michigan.
Oh, dear.
Or one LSU shoe and one Michigan shoe.
But here's what I would say if you're a Michigan fan. What I would be asking my program to do is show the same energy you showed with Underwood when it comes to the transfer portal and take the same $2.5 million you were going to give him in year one and give it to the best quarterback in America and go, and I'm talking about a player who's played actual college football.
See, I wonder, by doing this, did they actually inadvertently
up the pricing?
Up the price for everybody, because now if you're this guy going to Michigan, I know you got money.
But see, here's where I'm at with this. This is where I can't square the circle. We know none of it's a good idea. I was, again, just like it's a conversation you and I had off air. I just want to bring it on air. We were talking before the show, and I said, look, none of this is a good idea. That as much as I'm fine with what Michigan's doing, and I'm fine if Underwood took the money, it's not a win for either side. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a bad fit for the kid because they don't develop anybody at the QB position. Don't sell me, JJ. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. If JJ had gone to Ole Miss, he probably makes a hell of a lot more money and gets taken higher. Why? They throw the ball. The point is, developing one QB in 20 years doesn't really do much for anybody, right? LSU's putting guys in the Heisman Trophy and number one overall draft pick. But you also can't not spend. Mm-hmm. But the spending to me is not in high school recruiting. I don't believe that's where the money needs to go. No. It needs to go. We started thinking you spend it on the high school kids to develop them. Well, then we soon found out you can't keep them.
Right.
So now it's come full circle. And you and I were talking. We said, okay, how's the spending going for the Portal Kings? Ole Miss, you heard Lane Kiffin after the game. We had to change how we were recruiting. We went mm-hmm. shopping. It's worked for Ole Miss. It's worked for Oregon, number one team in America. It's now worked for Miami. Didn't start that way, but guess what? What did they do now? They went to the portal. They didn't blow it on five-star.
And that's what it was.
They switched how they did it. So Ohio State, it's working. Yeah. So you can't not spend. But it's leaving high school recruiting in a weird place, no?
High school recruiting is, and this was, okay, spare me the jokes, but one of Mel Tucker's strategies was get to know the kid now, make sure he keeps your phone number, so when he's ready to transfer, you've already got inroads, because you know 50% of these kids are going to transfer, so you don't have to start the whole thing all over. You recruit them, you bring them on campus, but you really, no, I'm not going to sign you. But just remember how nice this was here when you're ready to come back.
When you bomb out.
Right.
Okay.
But yes, A&M in Miami went the whole, and even Mel tried to do the same. We're going to go after the high school recruits, and we're going to do all of this stuff. And you'll lose your job because they're not ready. And when you pay this amount of people that much money, you have to play them right away. And I keep saying it's a different game, plain and simple. So yes, it's the portal is where recruiting is now. You almost need that person on your staff to just look at other players on other teams and maybe lesser conferences, but you can recognize talent and bring that person in. That's going to be the key. That person who can Billy Bean this for whatever organization first will be a rich man, because everybody will try to get him to come and do
but
that for their team.
There's still an element, Rico, where I think the big game hunting matters. So an example is like what Ohio State did to go get Caleb Downs. There's got to be an element, right? But I'm with you. I just know this. To land the plane for Michigan fans, I wouldn't be bummed out about the Bryce Underwood thing. I would simply hold their feet to the fire as it pertains to the portal. Bring that same amount of money to the portal, and you can turn this thing around real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no idea where the money's coming from. I don't know if it was just about Underwood and those same people wouldn't put that same money towards. I don't know. None of us know a thing because NIL is mysticism.
Imagine if you spent $8 million and you brought in four offensive linemen and four defensive linemen.
$1 million apiece. Well, and again, it came out today. I think it was Dana Brugler in The Athletic. Derek Harmon, who was a really good defensive tackle for Michigan State, he's getting paid seven figures at Oregon. Now, he's going to be a first-round draft pick from Oregon. But, yeah, if you want an elite interior, like let's say they want a replacement for Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham, it's going to be $1 million. Yeah. That's reality. Matt Rhule said it last offseason. If you want a starting quarterback in the portal that's good, $1 million. Yeah. So Rico's not wrong. Like, look, the way I look at it too, this is what bothers me so much. So take Michigan football. You figure with the TV deal and the season tickets and the post-national title stuff, I mean, they're going to make $700-800 million over the next, 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nothing burger for them to not reinvest $20 million a year in their roster. Yet, we're at a point in time where they can't, and you got to have the fans front that bill. It's getting very difficult to make sense of any of it.
Don't get me started on that. Okay, I never, ever, ever think that the fans should pay for this. The schools and the TV money. You're making a ton of never. You can never cry broke or poor again. Plain and simple. You're being greedy and you're sticking it to your fan base saying, how much do you really love your team? Here, I'm going to pass the hat. Go ahead and put a couple $100,000 in there.
And meanwhile, they probably got a kid at the school and they've already had to borrow six figures to pay for the tuition.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense.
So, but yes, you are right that it's the portal. That's where the spending has to come in. And I guess that's why, because I know I'm following Jonathan Smith. Let me see what you do in the portal. Like high school recruiting is fine. But it's not what it used to be. You can rebuild your team. You can get it back on track if you could do the portal thing correctly.
Yeah. And I think for Michigan, that's where it's got to be. So,
yeah, I wanted to quickly support what you said, Rico, about the whole recruiting thing versus the transfer portal. You're saying that you keep their number and you may get them later.
Yeah.
Caleb Downs is an example of that. Official visits were, one of them, Ohio State.
Yeah.
So they kept his number and said, okay, all right,
and then they gave him about 2 million reasons to revisit the area.
But if you start the initial, then you can keep the conversation going.
Funny thing is, a lot of Buckeye fans ain't too happy with him.
No, not all their spending worked. I mean, look, the point is, I don't think there's any flawless thing. You had a one-liner, and it's a perfect way to end this discussion. You can't guarantee winning by spending, but you can guarantee you won't win by not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality. You're playing a dangerous game, and it's going to take a little bit of luck. So if you're Michigan, I wouldn't sweat the Underwood thing. Just have that same bankroll, and you can turn this around quick.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, your pursuit of Underwood may have cost you the quarterback you did recruit.
It didn't, may. He's gone.
Okay, well, I didn't know it factually. I didn't want to sound...
He and his dad are like, yeah, we're out of here.
Okay, then.